You know, when you watch these drama kings and these drama queens on the... somebody put in the chat room that it looks like to be on the Weather Channel to cover a hurricane or something like that. That you almost has to have a degree in theater along with a degree in meteorology because you got to make it seem like it's the end of the world. There's no difference between those people that are on the Weather Channel and the ones that I'm seeing, Griff Jenkins and the other ones that are on Fox News. As a matter of fact, the Fox News guys, two of them are actually wading out into the surf. Now, dude, you must really think that someone has pictures of you and a goat somewhere to wade out into the surf in a hurricane. You ever heard of a riptide? And riptides don't come and go, hi, I'm Rip. How are you? A riptide, actually. I'm here to take you away, oh my. So in any event, my point was is that when you see the green, yellow, and red colored images on the coverage of a hurricane, that is radar, isn't it? I know there are different ones they show. They show water vapor. I've seen the water vapor ones. And that looks like water vapor. It looks like steam. Then there are others that show wind intensity and what have you. And that's in any event, I don't pretend to know anything about any of this. Just because junk bond. Well, that's what junk bond does, Mr. Church. That may not be naturally occurring. It may be. Next thing you're going to tell me that they're putting stuff in the water to make frogs gay.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the freaking frogs gay. Do you understand that? Turn the freaking frogs gay. Serious crap gay. Frogs, freaking frogs. It's not funny. I'm going to say it real slow for you. Gay. Frogs.
All right, 844-527-8723 is our call in line telephone number. We are in the middle of September, the greatest membership drive in the history of the Crusade Channel's membership drives. Actually, because we haven't really had one. All month long, we're going to be bludgeoning all of you over the head with initiatives to upgrade from basic to founding. You know, I just, during the timeout, I went to go check my email to go see if anyone had written anything that was impotent that I might have wanted to bring to the radio airwaves, which, of course, would defy all the history of the 28-year-long history of the Mike Church Show. Why would someone write to King Dude when you could just sit out there and not do it? You know, and send a letter to the little Ben Shapiro because he needs it. I don't, right? And while I was checking, I didn't get anything. Just so you'll know, here's what I got from you people.
0.0.
But, I did see two receipts from the Founders Pass come through. Two receipts for a monthly billing. Now, this is what's... No names. I saw two receipts come in, and I looked at them because I always check to see if it's a founding brother. Then I'll go to the Libsyn, the content app, and if that person's not there, then I go ahead and enter them so that they, if they download the app, then they have an email to to change their password and unlock it. Right. So the two receipts that just came in are people that I know personally to be longtime Founders Pass members. I just always assumed that they were founding brothers. They're both basics. And one's a discounted basic. So this is what we're up against here. Even people that are longtime listeners and hear me bellyaching every day about the need to upgrade